Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mary DeZine, Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Now, spring, it seems like it's been coming and going, more coming than going lately, but spring gardening and that sort of realm as everybody gets prepared for warmer weather.
I know we've kind of had some teasers where it's been, almost in the 70s or in the 70s, and then winter reminds us that it's still here. Like I said earlier when we were talking, this wind has just about done me in. But I know that we all are aware that spring is knocking on the door. And those of you that are gardeners, you probably already have things started in your greenhouse or in your basement or wherever you might get your seed starts going. But we also can start thinking about getting that garden started outside. And what we're really looking for in spring is 40 degrees is the magic number. When our soil temperature reaches 40 degrees, we can start planting some peas. If the soil's dry enough to do that and you can work the soil and the temperature's at 40 degrees, you can think about doing some of those spring items. Peas are definitely one. We start looking at snow peas is kind of a common one, but we can do early maturing types that we'll be able to harvest before the hot weather grows. And so this is also a good way to stagger the growth within our garden. In addition to the peas, we can also start thinking about some of our leafy greens. If we can get our lettuce, if we've done some transplants, those are things that we can start doing. Usually we plant that outside from seed in late March, early April. But if you started it inside, we can put those out a little bit earlier just because they are established. If we beat that summer heat, we do have to just remember the flavor is going to be a little bit different. So I think that's something else that we don't always think about is the timing of the harvest of these plants and the weather that they go through, that they may have a little bit different flavor. Like on the lettuce, they may be a little bit stronger flavored. And so different things to think about there. And so keep those lamps and lights going on your seed starts in your house, but do be thinking about, can I get some of these peas and lettuces going outside and get things going here in the next couple weeks. So it is upon us, and I know I personally don't have a garden, but I've seen a lot of gardens that are worked and ready to go, and people are eager. We always are this time of year to get those things going. I noticed that my daylilies have some sprouts coming up. I was out tagging a calf yesterday, and there's some green buds coming on some of the trees. And so spring is definitely right around the corner. I'm excited for that. And just some different ways that we can get into that garden a little bit early. People always look forward to that. I did also want to mention that we are actually hiring. I know this is an awkward transition, but go from gardening to working, but the Mayor DeZine Extension District is hiring an office professional. So if you or anyone you know around the Paola area is looking for full-time employment, we are looking for an office professional in our Paola office. It's a great job. Working for Extension, I think, is a great thing. Obviously, I've been here quite a while as an agent, but our support staff is integral to the workings of Extension. And so if you know anybody interested in an office professional secretary position, I'd have them reach out to me at 913-795-2829. I'd be happy to send over job descriptions or details on the job. So just wanted to put that shameless plug in there that we are hiring. So if you're looking for employment, please consider us. So I think that's all I have for today.
spring bringing new plants and new jobs, hopefully, for people around in the area. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.